Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Shoftim, a parsha that deals with the appointment of judges, of a police force, of a justice system. One of the seven mitzvot, one of the seven commandments that, according to Jewish tradition, bind all peoples in the world. Judaism contains 613 commandments, but there are seven basic commandments that exist for all of humanity. And one of the seven is dinim, is that there should be a system of justice. There should be the rule of law. And the rule of law means that a dictator is not above the law. No one is above the law. And the law has to be fair. The law has to the extent of human ability, be applied equally. The famous statue of the statue of justice being blindfolded. Well, we know that in real life, that's very hard to achieve. But nevertheless, that's the goal. And the goal is oftentimes as important as anything else. If you know what the goal is, then we know where we fall short, but at least we know where we're going. If there's no such goal, so then we're in trouble. So the system of justice, the system of law, is essential in making a just society. Therefore, in Jewish law, we have a concept called Dino de Malchusa Dina. The law of the land is the law of the land. And if you live in the state of Israel, so then the law of the state of Israel is the law of the land. If you live in the United States, then the law of the United States applies. You live in Canada, etc., wherever you're at. There are only certain exceptions to that great rule. One exception is if the law is immoral, based upon the standards of morality that Judaism sets forth. So you have a law that is patently immoral. Let's say you have a law that allows stealing. So then Jews wouldn't be allowed to steal, even though the law allows stealing. And the second exception is if the law is discriminatory against Jews. In other words, Jews are subject to a special tax. Jews are subject to special discrimination. So then that law can be circumvented because of the fact that it does not meet any of the standards of fairness and equity. And unfortunately, in the long history of the Jewish people in the exile, many, many times there have been such laws that have singled out Jews for special persecution, for special treatment, not to be equal before the law. And therefore, there was ingrained within the Jewish community almost a sixth sense that said, well, these laws we're not going to obey. We're going to get around them. It's an understandable mindset, but it's not a positive mindset. Because what happens then is that when you come to a new society or to a new situation where the law changes, the mindset doesn't necessarily change yet. And then you run into troubles. So this concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina also is that the law is enforced equally. You can have a law that applies to everyone, but and we all know that in all systems of justice there are choices are made. You know, Mr. A gets indicted, Mr. B gets a pass. On the surface, it looks like the same type of case. The judge will rule in one case one way, in another case another way, and again it looks like the same. So that's built into the system of justice that there are choices. But nevertheless, as long as it is not blatantly unfair, that it is not enforced against one side against the other. The United States, for instance, they have the issue that always exists is racial profiling. Right? That the if a black person is doing 75 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, he is much more likely to be stopped by the police than a white person would be, or at least that's the accusation that's made against the system. So that's a serious fundamental error in how justice is achieved and justice is enforced. So these are the exceptions to this rule of Dina de Malchusa, Dina of what the law of the land should be. But the law of the land is the law of the land, right? So there's no correct way to be dishonest on taxes and to smuggle and to do all the other things.
You can't money launder.
You can't do any of that. And then you say, well, you know, the Torah didn't say anything about money laundering.
Or that I'm giving some of the money to a charity.
That's even worse. That's even worse because then you make God your partner in the crime.
Right. And then you have a chil Hashem.
That's right. Then you lead to other serious things. I remember once, about 25 years ago, when my wife and I were returning from a visit then to Israel, we were returning back to the United States, so they give you a customs form on the plane to fill out. And we had purchased quite a lot of little things that added up to like, $1,200 or $1,500, which was over the limit that you could bring in. So I filled out the form completely and itemized it. I handed it into the customs guy. He said, "Are you pulling my leg? Are you kidding?" He says, "What am I going to do with this?" So I said, "What do you want from me? I'm just doing the lead. Nobody, you know," like he was shocked. So, you know, that's a revelation. I don't know if he's still working for United States Customs or not, but it's a thin line, always a thin line, and all of the justice system is a thin line. And therefore, the Torah prescribed you should place judges, you should place police in all of your gates. Every community has to have a system of justice, and there has to be a system that is fair, as fair as human beings can make it, that be enforced as equitably as human beings can. So, and ultimately, only God can do it perfectly. But God does not expect us to be God. He expects us to be human beings, and he expects us to do the best that we can. So this great idea of justice and of a justice system, that's really part of the basic idea of Judaism and how to have a Jewish society, how to have a general society, because without it, we are doomed. And naturally, nobody's ever satisfied with their judicial system because it can always be improved. But on the whole, we have to say that there are countries in the world that have proven themselves that they do attempt to live by the rule of law. And I think, generally speaking, if you look at it in history, those countries that attempt to do so are more successful than those who attempt to circumvent it and not do so. And that's part of Shoftim.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Shoftim. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.